This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. John Edwards is on the campaign trail again, in a way. 4 weeks after he lost his bid for vice president, the outgoing senator is holding a series of public meetings in his home state of North Carolina. Although he decided not to seek re-election this year, Edwards is hinting that his political career isn't over. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
This week's town hall forums are the last big public events for John Edwards before his Senate term ends in January. But he's not calling his 3-day statewide trip a farewell tour. Rather, he labels it a thank you tour. And as he delivers his remarks, it's obvious the senator isn't ready to say goodbye.
This fight's not over. We have important work left to do. And when I say this fight's not over, I'm not through fighting either. Let me make that clear to all of you.
Edwards says he'll continue to work on issues like national security, health care, and the needs of the middle class. But he hasn't revealed exactly how he plans to do that after he leaves office. Edwards says his public life for the moment is taking a back seat to a more pressing concern, the health of his wife, who just began treatment for breast cancer.
Right now, we're going to get Elizabeth well. Elizabeth and I both are going to stay involved in these issues that we care about. I mean, we're in the process now of deciding what to do, you know, where to give speeches, what foundations, what think tanks to be involved in. But as I said a while ago, I'm not finished with this fight, I can tell you that.
At this week's meetings, Edwards is drawing hundreds of supporters, many of them already thinking ahead to 2008. Democratic activist Heather Mims came to one of the forums with a faded Carrie Edwards yard sign, which used to hang on her front porch. She hopes that 4 years from now, Edwards' name will be at the top of the ticket.
He's the only Southerner who potentially can carry the ticket. He has the charisma and the youthful appeal, and obviously a lot of people respond to him on a real visceral level. So I think he has the best shot from the Democrats I've seen so far.
Edwards' friends say his loss this year has done nothing to lessen his presidential ambition. In fact, they say the close election may only increase his drive to try again. Ed Turlington chaired Edwards' presidential campaign during the Democratic primaries and is talking up the senator's chances in 2008.
You know, if you think about it, his name identification across the country is very high. He was on a ticket that got 48% of the votes. So I think he is in a much stronger position today to be seen as a potential president than he was 2 years ago.
Turlington says Edwards likely will stay active the next couple years, giving speeches, meeting world leaders, and perhaps teaching. But as an ex-senator, Edwards will lack the pulpit that public office provides, and he'll have little opportunity to beef up a resume that still contains just a single election victory. Political scientist Ted Arrington at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, says the biggest challenge for Edwards is finding a way to stay relevant.
What does he do so that he doesn't just seem to be an unemployed politician trying to get the next job? That's the thing to avoid. But he is a very inventive politician, and people in this state certainly learned not to underestimate him.
Arrington notes that failed vice presidential candidates rarely enjoy later political success, but he doubts Edwards will disappear from the national stage like Geraldine Ferraro or Jack Kemp. Indeed, the crowds that came to see Edwards in North Carolina this week suggest that the senator, despite his loss, still enjoys plenty of star appeal.
I was in your graduating class at NC State. Would you sign
my
yearbook?
Yes, I will.
And please let me vote for you again.
Thank you very much.
Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Charlotte.